Hello and welcome to Word of Life podcast. Glory to God. Indeed, it's the beginning of another glorious week in the month of June. And my prayer for you as you enter this week is that it produces for you everything you demand of it. Not by power nor might, but by the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, amen. So in today's article, Pastor will be telling us that there's a clear difference between those who walk in unbelief and those who walk in obedience. There's the spirit of the world working in some people today. But the ones that have received the Lord Jesus in their heart were impacted with the spirit of truth. Glory to God. That is God's spirit. And that truth, that spirit of truth, reveals our inheritance to us. It causes us to walk in obedience to God's word. Hallelujah. It causes us to subject our life to the instructions of the word of God. Praise the Lord. So Pastor Chris has titled today's article, Unbelief and Obedience. And the opening scripture, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 says, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Praise the Lord. You see, that scripture is talking about the one who had in time past, meaning that before we accepted the Lord Jesus, we were subjected to the spirit of the power of the air, the spirit that works in children of disobedience. That spirit is the spirit that causes people to rebel against the word of God. But when we received the Lord Jesus into our heart, we were translated out of this hold into God's marvelous light. The spirit of truth was impacted in our spirit. Hallelujah. So Pastor Chris starts today's article by saying, the word disobedience in the scripture above is translated from the Greek word apatheia, and it means disbelief, obstinate and rebellious. It's characteristically unbelief, so it's referring to the children of unbelief. It describes something that's very much like the spirit of the Antichrist. Praise the Lord. Pastor trying to explain to us that the spirit at work in the world today is that spirit that causes lawlessness and rebellion. Hallelujah. He says that it's likened to the spirit of the Antichrist. Glory to God. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7, in the Amplified Classic Version, that scripture says, for the mystery of lawlessness, that hidden principle of rebellion against constituted authority, is already at work in the world, but it is restrained only until he who restrains is taken out of the way. You know, Pastor Chris has taught us that that which restrains the Antichrist move today, that principle of rebellion today, it's the church. Glory to God. The church is the restraining force standing against the rebellions of lawlessness. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris says, mystery of lawlessness refers to rebellion, a defiant opposition to God, to be highly opposed to God's will, to God's word. That means walking contrary to the ordinances of the word of God. Hallelujah. And it's almost like people that act this way, they do it blatantly without repentance. You see. And Pastor Chris says, there are people who, without even knowing why, find themselves doing the things they do in defiance to God. They are so dogged and very rebellious against truth. Pastor says, that's how come you find people who say, I just don't like Christians. If you were to ask them the reason for such hatred, they'll say, nothing, I just don't like them. I'm sure you've met someone like that. Pastor says, the Bible shows us what spirit is working in such people. That scripture we read earlier talks about the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12, it talks about the spirit of the world. And Pastor Chris says, and is the same spirit we read about in our opening scripture, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the spirit in the children of disobedience. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2. And Pastor Chris says, but thank God, the Bible says that's not what we received. Glory to God. We received the Spirit of God, and He teaches us and nurtures us in the will of the Father. Glory to God. That Spirit is a Spirit of truth. The Spirit that is at work in us today, fulfilling its ministry in us today, is the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. The Spirit that reveals all truth to us. The Spirit that causes us to walk in God's Word, that reveals God's Word to us. Hallelujah. The Spirit that admonishes and instructs us, that provides us strategies how to win in life, is the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. The Spirit of truth which shows us how to live. It shows us the way. Hallelujah. To the Father. Glory to God. That's the Spirit at work in us today. Hallelujah. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12 says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, hallelujah, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Hallelujah. That is the Spirit that we've received. That Spirit hears of the Father and reveals God's thoughts to us. Glory to God. That Spirit is alive in us today, speaking to us all the time about our future. That is a beautiful thing to have. The Spirit of God alive. Hallelujah. I remember there's this song that we sing. The Spirit of the Lord in the heart of man is something worth more than gold. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That ought to bring excitement to your spirit, knowing that you're so different, far removed from the hold of the enemy. The prince of the air no longer has a hold over your life. Rather, the Spirit of truth abides in you today. The Spirit of God, hallelujah, causing you to walk in the preordained paths the Lord has laid out for you. That is beautiful. That is special. Glory to God. Let us take the confession together. Now I've received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that I may walk in truth and obedience. Hallelujah. My life is spirit ruled and spirit controlled. I'm always under the sway and regulation of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you've listened to today's article, but you've not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart, I'd like to lead you to Him the Bible way. The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that if thou shalt confess thy sins, if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, thou shalt be saved. Would you take up this opportunity today and say this simple prayer with me? All that is required is that you mean every word from the bottom of your heart. So wherever you are, just say, "O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe that He died and that You raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that this Jesus is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God." Hallelujah. And if you said that prayer with me, the Lord heard you. You are now a genuine child of God. Glory to God. Let us know so we can provide you materials that can help you in your new journey with the Lord. You can find our email address on any of our Word of Life podcast notes. Hallelujah. And my prayer for you today is that the name of the Lord Jesus has been named upon you from this day forward. No longer will the enemy, the prince of the power of the air, have any hold over your life, because you now belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. I trust you've been inspired by today's podcast. God bless you all and enjoy your day.